Right, I'm just making an audio boo recording in Sheffield College. This is another way of recording audio and making a podcast that goes straight to the web. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a summary of today's class, okay? But I'm not going to do it. I'm going to ask all of you to contribute something in terms of what you've learned today that you're going to take away with you. What one thing do you think you're going to try out based on what you've seen so far? Pat?
Oh, friend feed.
Why?
Because I think I could get all the students who are going to use these iPods and we could do a brainstorming right at the beginning what they could get from it and how they could use it, because I think the sum of all the parts, they know a lot more than I do because they're younger than me.
Okay. That's great. Okay, so if you could all just contribute one thing that you think has made an impact on you from this session.
Yeah, I'm probably going to try setting up a Flickr account for all the photography students to share photographs very quickly, very easily across that space of time, as it were.
Thank you very much. John, and yourself?
I might look at the friend feed so that I can actually be able to contact students so they can keep access to project briefs and things like that.
Would you like to share your website URL with the audience?
What, peterpainterprintmaker.com.
Lovely URL. And what about yourself, sir?
No comment.
That's fine. We don't force anyone to participate. What about yourself, Dave?
And I'm just wondering why iPadia works for me, but not for my neighbour next to me. Anyway, I've contacted web filtering, so hopefully we'll get it sorted.
That's great. And yourself?
Just how much I've got to learn in order to keep up with the students, really.
So what one little thing do you think you could take away and try or learn more about?
The friend feed, okay. I think. Yeah.
And yourself?
Yes, well, I find it all a wee bit frightening, being a bit of a technophobe. But one thing I think I will try is the MoleNet question thing, the URL. You know, you put a question and then they put their feedback and it comes up at the front.
Right.
I think I might
wall?
Have a go.
Yes,
yeah, the text wall, that's the word.
Okay.
Yes, I think I will have a go at that.
That's
yeah.
Brilliant, thank you. Okay, on to yourself.
It's made me reconsider how I'm going to do the portfolios with the students. I was looking at doing a Wix with them, but I think the blogger idea would be better.
Okay, all right, thank you.
I think all elements would be useful, everyone I could see using in some respect to inform students and to think outside the box.
So it's an exciting year ahead for you then in terms of rolling out in yourself.
Yes, I found as Julie said, very, very useful. Very useful. And I quite like the idea of using the Flickr, setting up a Flickr account, because I think sharing images and being able to facilitate students to share images as well, I think that would be really useful for projects and assignments. Yeah, it's been really useful.
Thank you.
I think it's an innovative way of thinking in terms of technology, and as a graphic design tutor it would be quite useful for me in terms, I quite like setting up the Flickr sort of account and being able to engage students with Tutor with a response and feedback regarding FeedFriend. So I'd really like to go into that.
Okay,
thank you.
That's brilliant, and that's the enthusiasm from the tutors having looked at some mobile and Web2 technologies.